Thanks for joining me in Studio C. I hope you have your Bible ready because today we're going to be studying how your faith is never ordinary. It's always amazing. I'm so glad you're here today with me in Studio C. You know, I believe that God is going to bless your heart because we're going to study the Word of God, and I have Chrissy with me.
Yes, ma'am. Always so fun to be with you studying the Word of God. You know, you get me excited, Pastor Kathy. Oh. Did she get you excited?
Well, it's the Word that gets you excited.
That's true.
And the message we're going to have today is from our magazine.
Yes.
As well as from my book,
yes.
Glorious Living.
It's actually chapter 10 from your book of You Are Designed for Glorious Living, and it's absolutely amazing to study with y'all today. I know that the Lord is going to touch you in ways that it's just going to be supernatural. Whatever you're believing for, your faith is never called to be ordinary. It's called to be amazing. I love that title.
And I love the fact that I wanted to connect it to the magazine and our products because a lot of people maybe you're tuning in for the first time. You don't realize all the resources mm-hmm. that are available through Just to Do Planets Ministries. And this magazine, although it can come to your house in the U.S. if through the mailbox, but you can always get it on a digital version through our app or just we can send it to you. You can watch it on our website as well.
Yes.
Read it, I mean, on the website. And it's packed with teaching, not just this month, but you can go back and look at older ones
as well. It's so great. And the great thing about this, too, is you can download it on your computer. You can actually have an interactive version where we have videos that go along with our products, so you can find out more information about that and events coming up. And also, you can read it in Espanol. We have a whole Spanish team working behind the scenes translating it. So if you have Spanish-speaking family from all over the world, you can send them that link, and they can be blessed by it. We're doing some work here.
That's right. And you know, it's impacting lives all over the world.
It is.
It's always amazing to me. I saw a report just recently that we have like partners in 83 different nations around the world. So you may be watching us from a lot of different places. In fact, I think you have a testimony from another nation.
I do. And I always love sharing this. It says, let me read it. Thank you, Pastor Kathy, for your powerful teachings. Your messages are impacting lives even here in Pakistan. We are praying for you and grateful for your ministry. So all the way from Pakistan, they are learning that they can live a glorious life and that it's meant for them and that God has blessings in store for all of us, no matter where you live, whether it's the United States, Pakistan, Africa, the opportunities are endless with God.
That's right. And we love hearing your testimonies. So be sure and send those in because we love reading them. We get to share them sometimes on the programs. There's many that come in. We only could just share a few.
Yes.
But we love doing that.
We do.
And we just love our partners because they help make all of this possible. They're part of the team.
They are.
So we love our partners because they're helping us to reach people and change lives
one soul at a time.
We love to say
that's
that.
That's the best.
It's so true. And if you're not a partner, you can become one by using the information that's on the screen. It's always a blessing that God brings us more partners all over the world so we can do more for Him.
Yeah, we're part of the family. We are family.
Hallelujah. I'm not going to sing it, but you can.
It's always a song when you get in Studio C. And but it's the truth. We're a family and we share our faith and we just take it to the next level every time we gather together, studying together, reading the Word, reading our magazine, whatever tool you use, you can expect that your faith will go from ordinary to amazing.
Amen. And that's what we're going to study about today. Title is Faith is Never Ordinary, It is Always Amazing. And like Chrissy said earlier, it's based on chapter 10 from my book, You Are Designed for Glorious Living. It's also featured in our magazine here in the April issue, Voice of the Covenant. We're going to turn to Luke chapter 24 because just a few synonyms for the word ordinary that I found listed in the dictionary are average, common, usual, standard, unexceptional, and unremarkable.
We don't want that.
No, that doesn't describe you, me, or the Word of God, or the women that we're going to study about today.
Oh, and these women are amazing.
Powerful.
I love
totally amazing.
Yes.
And when you consider any one of these words, it's clear that there was nothing ordinary about the women that came to Jesus' tomb to anoint His body on that Sunday morning after He was crucified. You know, their faithfulness to serve and care for Jesus, even after His death, was greatly rewarded. They were given the high honor of being the first to proclaim the message that Jesus is alive. However, when these women told the disciples the news that has so dramatically impacted their lives, it did not have the reaction that they must have expected.
That's right.
The disciples didn't believe it. So we're going to read this. Chrissy's going to read the scriptures for you can see how it happened. And And I think she's going to read Luke chapter 24, verse 9 through 11, and she's going to read it in the New Living Translation.
Awesome, yes. It says, "So they rushed back from the tomb to tell his 11 disciples and everyone else what had happened. It was Mary Magdalene, Joanna, Mary the mother of James, and several other women who told the apostles what had happened, but the story sounded like nonsense to the men, so they didn't believe it." Well, I don't know about you, Pastor Kathy, but I think they'd be a little bit more excited about that, and because they expected... You know, they followed Jesus so closely, you'd think they'd be more receptive
to
his message.
Well, he had told them about it, but it just kind of like went over their head. And it's like sometimes when we tell others about the Bible, I mean, when I tell my family or Jesse about it, that we just go over their head for
the
longest time, but I just had to keep on going.
You got to keep on going. It seems that they had the wrong attitude towards them, you know, when God had used them to proclaim the message, he used these women, and they missed their opportunity to be amazing, and they fell in the trap of being just ordinary.
You know, a lot of people are like that today. You know, they don't want to hear a message if it comes from a woman.
That's right.
Especially that. I mean, I think it's been the plan of the devil to just attack women through the century, well, since the beginning of time. Mm-hmm. And so, but God empowers women with a message. And I think this is especially beautiful in this teaching
today.
To see that Jesus didn't say, "Hey, go tell the women, go tell the men to come here. I have a message for them."
I love when you say that. "Hey, fellas, go tell the ladies." That is not what happened.
No.
And I just think it's so exciting that he used these women to be amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And that they weren't receptive to it. They spent so much time with Jesus, but yet they still doubted.
Yeah.
And that to me is unbelievable.
Yeah. And so the women, they were just beautiful the way they came and cared enough for him to go to the tomb early in the morning.
That's right.
They didn't really expect it, but when they heard the message, they received it.
Amen. That's
so
right.
So later that same day, the two men actually were talking about everything that had happened as they walked along the road to Emmaus in this a village that was about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And as they continued to talk, Jesus walked up to them and asked them what they had been discussing so intently. You know, they didn't recognize Jesus at first. They thought they were talking to a stranger. And they began to explain to him how the chief priests and the rulers condemned Jesus of Nazareth to death and crucified him. You know, you can almost hear the despair in their voices,
right,
Chrissy, when you read that part of the scripture. We're continuing to read in Luke chapter 24 how they hoped that Jesus would redeem Israel. They thought he would be king, like in the natural sense.
Exactly.
They didn't understand the first phase of his coming and the second return.
Yes.
So they were disappointed, but they told him that some women had come to them with an amazing report.
Wow.
Some women.
some of these gals.
With an amazing report that Jesus had risen from the dead. But the words of the women seemed like nonsense to these men. They wouldn't believe it. And therefore, their message had no impact on their lives. They were still depressed and confused.
Wow.
To them, all hope was lost.
Wow.
And Luke chapter 24, verse, I want to read this. Chrissy, where are we at? Right. 24,
and then verses 22 through 24. Luke 24.
Luke 24.
Yes.
Chrissy, you go ahead and read
that.
Okay,
awesome. It says, "Then some women from our group of his followers were at his tomb early this morning, and they came back with an amazing report. They said his body was missing, and they had seen angels who told them, 'Jesus is alive.' Some of our men ran out to see, and sure enough, his body was gone, just as the women had said." Isn't that crazy? It says, even though these two men were repeating the women's story to Jesus, they didn't actually believe it.
No, they didn't.
They didn't believe it. And we know that because of the strong rebuke and private sermon that Jesus gave to them beginning in the next verse. So Jesus actually says this to them.
Yeah.
And I don't know about you, but I don't think I'd want Jesus to say this to me.
He recorded it on purpose
so
that we would know. You know, this beautiful thing about the Bible, it records their successes and their failures.
That's right.
And so we're just so beautiful. Go ahead and read it, Chrissy. Verse 25.
It says, "O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets had spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself." And they were probably like, "Oh, wow, look, it's Jesus." I mean, to me, that's just such a powerful statement that Jesus, he made sure that they knew who he was.
Oh, that's so good. Mm-hmm. I love that. And that whole portion of that scripture, these men on the road just talking together, and
yes,
then Jesus shows up.
Exactly.
Trying to reveal himself, wanted to reveal himself to the people that he had actually risen from the dead. What he had told them before in the scriptures, before
exactly,
that time at the Last Supper, their minds were clouded and they didn't understand it. But it's clear to me that the ordinary people usually are slow to heart to believe. And just like the two men that met Jesus on that road, they didn't understand that faith is never ordinary. It's always amazing. Amen. And they were a stark contrast to the women that were at the tomb of Jesus earlier that morning to anoint his body with sweet spices. And they had amazing faith, and they were quick to believe the angels' words. So I'm going to read them to you in Luke chapter 24. This is verse 6 through 8. It's earlier in this same chapter where we've been studying in. He says, "He is not here." This is a New American Standard Bible. So it says, "He is not here, but he has risen. Remember how he spoke to you while he was still in Galilee, saying that the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and be crucified the third day, and the third day rise again." Amen. And they remembered his words.
That's right.
I love this. The fact that these angels were speaking to the women.
Yeah.
So these women had to have been in the crowd when Jesus was teaching.
I know,
a lot of times they recorded the 12, but there were a lot of around him, and they were ministering to them. So they were part of the hearing. Remember, Mary sat at the feet of Jesus to hear his teaching. So they were aware of the promises and what Jesus has taught
attention.
As well.
They paid attention. They knew what was going on.
And so when he said, remember, they didn't give him a new message. They just reminded them of the message that Jesus had already told them.
And I love it that they went to that tomb. They were still, even in thinking he was dead, they had that hope of glory in them. They went to that tomb expecting.
It kind of reminds me of that movie, that old movie, Steel Magnolias.
I love that movie. Get ready to cry,
you remember?
Get
the women did. Nothing against the guys, I'm telling you. But the women, they get in there and they get...
They
get it done. They're not fearful. They walk into the hard places.
Yeah, and the strength that came through. That's a beautiful movie to remember because of the strength that these women, when they had to walk through those trials together, they stuck together. Mm-hmm. They had strength. They uplifted each other. And that's just what us women, we do that. We stick together, the good ones, when we have good friends.
And men too. Listen, this is a women's story today.
Yeah, it is.
We're getting ready to go into May, which is Mother's Day.
We're
going to
uplift the ladies. Good for you. If you're a lady, say, yeah, I know. I know I got it going on. I'm strong in faith, and my faith is amazing. And that's what I think that it's so important to study things like this, mm-hmm. to let people know they might be weary, or maybe you're walking in a trial or a situation right now, and you think, man, I'm so fearful, or I don't have the faith. I don't know why I can't overcome the situation. Well, be of good courage today to know that you have amazing faith in Jesus.
That's right.
And that you can overcome anything and be a messenger to everybody else. You have that capability, and you can recognize that now and start doing it. Start
That's
operating
so good.
In it.
I
yes.
love that. You know, and God has had this recorded so that we as women could be encouraged, because
right.
the enemy is always trying to push down women, like I said earlier. But you have a message. These women didn't dismiss the instruction of God's messenger. They were not slow of heart to believe, and were given a message that was so powerful that we're still talking about
Amen.
It today.
Right.
They remembered his message, they received his message, and they related the message to everyone.
Yes.
And when the disciples first heard the message about his resurrection, they didn't remember, they didn't receive it. Therefore, they couldn't relate it to others in faith,
Chrissy. That's right.
You see, God had entrusted faithful women with a message so dynamic and supernatural that it amazed those that heard it.
Amen. That's right. And those women were not like other ordinary people that lived to please others. They amazed the disciples because they were committed to pleasing God with their faith in his word. And that's so important, to always please God. They were filled with a divine boldness to relate the message that he is alive. And the messengers have changed, but the message about the resurrection of Jesus must still be remembered, received, and related until everyone has heard it. And that's what we do with this ministry.
That's so true.
We make sure that everyone hears that awesome message of salvation, that Christ has conquered death and paid the price for our sin with his precious blood on Calvary's cross. Mm-hmm. God's great plan of redemption is available to everyone who calls on the name of Jesus. And that's why we're here. Like I said before, you know, this ministry, it's filled with so many resources and tools for free. Our JDM app with over 530 messages of faith mm-hmm. from you, from Brother Jesse. And it's just so awesome. We actually have it to where you can search in the search bar. Maybe you feel fearful and you can go in there and search. And then there'll be messages that pop up related to fear or related to wisdom or spiritual living, whatever it is. And that's what we're here to do. And it's so cool that I'm a part of it. I get so excited and stirred up about it.
Yeah, well, God sees the potential in each one of us, mm-hmm. men, women alike. like. There's no difference in him.
That's right.
There's no difference between women or Greek, Jew, you know, bound or free that Paul wrote about. But God wants us to be liberated and realize that we all have been entrusted with a message that must be remembered and received and related to and everything. So we're going to turn to Psalms 107 in our study. Jesse likes to tell people, give Kathy a butter knife and she can fix anything.
I love that.
I think he doesn't want to do the work sometimes myself. Yeah. But really, he's learning. He's much better than he was years ago. But I love fixing stuff. Mm-hmm. I think I inherited that talent from my mother. You know, she would fix everything. My brother and four sisters watched her tackle anything and everything from repairing appliances to recovering old dinette furniture.
Wow.
Naugahyde was a fabric they used back then. It was kind of like an imitation leather. It was very popular in the 1960s. Mm-hmm. But Mama didn't know exactly what to do when she began, but she didn't let that stop her, you know, because we didn't have the money to call someone else to fix it.
Yes.
She just fixed it
herself.
She
seems like an awesome lady. She could do everything.
Well, I think so.
Yeah.
She's a precious.
I love it.
94 years old.
Come on.
And
that's awesome.
We'll be 95 in October. And we just want to keep her here as long as we can.
Oh, yeah. And she's sharp as a tack. I love when you say those Irene-isms that you call it. Her sayings. She's so quick-witted and she's with it. That's cool.
I remember when she was like 70 and I'm 70 now, years ago. She says, Kathy, I got a job. And I thought back then I was in my 50s, so I thought that was, wow, she's still working. Mm-hmm. I said, well, what do you do? She says, I watch old people. She didn't consider herself old, and that's the key.
Yes,
don't
that's right.
Don't think of yourself as old. Just enjoy your every day of your life, every season of your life, and you won't be ordinary. You will be amazing.
Amazing. You are amazing, Miss Irene. That's beautiful.
Yes. And she watches everything.
Oh, that's
so
good.
So hello, Mom.
Hello.
But, you know, I just remember reminds me of when my mom was diagnosed with breast cancer. Mm-hmm. And years ago, and I just wanted her to have the word, because she I read all the scriptures on healing. Amen. And I gave her the tape and everything. Actually, it's now a product called The Healing Word. It's blessed many people.
Oh, yes.
And we put music to it, so people use it to put it in hospitals. In fact, it's actually, I think it's on the app as well.
It is. It's on the app, and it's also on YouTube. I've sent the link to many of my friends dealing with situations.
Gotten so many testimonies of healing, just people hearing the word of God. My mom was, that was back in 2005. She's totally cancer-free, and this
Praise
has been
God.
All these years. So it's wonderful to see that the word of God does work.
Sure
but you
does.
Can't be ordinary. You have to be amazing.
That's right.
I'm so proud of what my mom has done. But, you know, the same scriptures that I gave to my mom will help your life as well.
That's right.
Nothing's ever impossible. And in that book, I put in the beginning of it this powerful scripture. And
I still send
this verse to a lot of people today. Psalms 107 verse 20 says, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destructions.
Amen.
So long before any destructive attack was launched, God sent His amazing word to deliver you.
Instead of
giving up, when you hear a bad report, turn to God and believe His word. Because you have to remember always that faith is never ordinary. It's always amazing.
That's right. And that's the key to it is getting in the Word and listening to the Word and reading it. And sometimes when I'm having a little tough time or maybe I feel like my faith is beginning to get a little shaken, I get my Bible and I start reading it out loud and I start walking around my house reading those scriptures and declaring things.
I love that.
And that goes great with our theme of Use Your Faith Voice.
I mean,
this theme this year has just been transformative. I thought last year was my favorite, Create Your World and Walk in It, but this year he's building upon it, and it's just so important to take those scriptures, that word, and get it in you, and then you'll start feeling amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You maybe days you wake up and you're like, oh, it's same old day, same old thing to do, just an ordinary Tuesday, or ordinary Friday, if you're watching this on the Friday it comes out, but just knowing that, no, I have an amazing God that I serve. He gave me His Spirit. I'm walking in it. I have the mind of Christ, which makes my mind amazing.
Right.
I have stamina and self-control and all the fruits of the Spirit. That's amazing qualities.
Yep.
And when you take hold of it, you start getting a little spring in your step.
Yeah, because you know what? You're an amazing woman.
Yeah, thank you. So are you. Ditto.
Hallelujah.
Takes one
and
to
you're
know
an amazing woman or
yes,
man or
man.
Whoever you are.
That's
child,
good.
Doesn't matter what their age is as well.
Yes.
We're going to turn to Luke chapter 1, and we're going to see that ordinary is not one of the words that would describe Mary, the young girl who was called by God to be the mother of Jesus.
Amen.
She could have shouted, no way, when the angel told her how she would give birth to God's son. But instead, she unleashed faith-filled words that propelled her toward that vision. vision by using her faith voice and making a bold declaration. Christy, why don't you read Luke chapter 1, verse 38?
I love it. And it says, "And Mary said, Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her." Mm-hmm. Mary was so amazing.
Be
she
it
was
unto
so
me.
Amazing. And her cousin Elizabeth knew in the moment she heard Mary's voice, immediately the Holy Spirit filled the baby inside her womb. I love this story. And Elizabeth declared a powerful truth to her young cousin. And that's recorded in Luke 1:45. It says, "You are blessed because you believed that the Lord would do what he said." So, you know, Mary was amazing.
Yeah.
And Elizabeth was far from ordinary.
Yeah.
She was amazing too.
Yes, that's so true.
Yes,
it's important that you have people, that you connect with people of like precious faith.
That's right.
She, Mary, I remember when I read that story, Mary took the time to go into the, she, I think Elizabeth lived like in the hill country, really far away, and she hastened to her,
That's right.
And so she wanted to get with somebody else who had a like vision.
Yeah.
You know, you want to connect with people who are going in the same direction.
That's so true.
Because if you're always getting around people who are condemning what you're believing or rolling their eyes when you tell them your dream, you're not going to make the progress that you would if you'd be around people who say, yes, go ahead, you can do
it. That's right. That's right. And this was an impossible, it seemed to be an impossible situation for Elizabeth because she and her husband, Zacharias, had never had children. And although they thought they were too old to conceive a child, God called her to give birth to John the Baptist, who, that's just amazing to think. John the Baptist. And the angel's word to Mary about Elizabeth being with her child in her old age is also so powerful. And that's Luke 1:37. That's so great. It says, "For with God, nothing shall be impossible."
Wow. You know, when you hear that phrase, we quote it a lot. We don't realize it was spoken by an angel to Mary when he was explaining how her big vision that she had, her assignment,
that's right.
it was not impossible because God's never... Nothing's ever impossible with God.
I love that. And that's what we teach here. Mm-hmm. That's how you have a glorious life. That's glorious living. They were living a glorious life even back then.
Yes.
Thinking that, I mean, it's absolutely supernatural to think, here I am. I'm so old. I don't think I can have a baby. And then, whoo, there you go. You're
There's
pregnant
Elizabeth.
And it's leaping in her womb. This was no ordinary baby. This was an amazing baby.
That's
two
right.
amazing babies.
But you know, like Mary, each of us has a God-designed plan for our lives. And once his plan is revealed to us, we can follow her godly example. Instead of being ordinary, coasting along in life with no direction or following our own way, we can embrace God's plan. And when we do, we will discover that faith is never ordinary. It is always amazing. Now, in our study, we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians
so
chapter
good.
3.
I'm enjoying this, Pastor Kathy. I'm feeling amazing.
Oh, well, good. I hope you're feeling amazing. You know, I want you to know that you can live an amazing life that is victorious over any trouble that's in this that this world can unleash. The Bible is filled with examples of those who overcame impossible situations and glorified God with their lives. Heroes like of faith like Abraham, Sarah, Joseph, Moses, David, Samuel, Elijah, and Elisha were anything but ordinary. They were amazing. And the same power of God that enabled them to do the impossible is available for you today.
Amen.
Chrissy, why don't you read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 20, one of my favorite verses, and this is the Amplified Classic Version.
So good. It says, "Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do superabundantly, far over and above all that we dare to ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes or dreams." Wow, that's such a powerful verse.
I love that. Now that him, a lot of times we just say Ephesians 3:20, and then we know what it means. But this is unto God. God's able to do exceedingly abundant. And I love the Amplified, infinitely beyond our highest prayers. You know, you think you believe in too big? You're not.
That's right.
It's never too big.
I love it. It's such a powerful verse. It's a divine challenge to continually move up to a higher levels of believing, like that song, moving on up to a higher level, you know?
Not the east side, but a high level.
Yeah, a high level, not the east. Maybe the higher level is the east side. We don't know. But just don't settle for a life that is average, common, usual, or standard, unexceptional, or unremarkable. God's purpose for your life is super abundantly far over and above all that you can dare ask or think, and God can do infinitely beyond your highest prayers, yes, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. And he's given you amazing faith to believe his amazing word to empower you and live an amazing life with him. Amazing, amazing, amazing.
It's a lot of amazing.
I mean, I'm getting stirred up with that because people need to realize that super abundantly is possible. Mm-hmm. Maybe you are in a season where that just seems so out of reach, so far out of reach. But when you continually walk hand in hand with Jesus, when you start declaring his word over your life, you're going to start to see those little things in your life that seemed ordinary just become beautiful and amazing to you.
Yeah, because maybe you're not in a place where they have anybody around you who is amazing. Maybe they're all ordinary. Go to the Word of God. It's filled, like I said, filled with people that were anything but ordinary.
Right.
So it's time for you to begin to realize that God wants you to move on up.
Amen.
He's seeking for people that will believe him and refuse to be ordinary. He needs more amazing people who will remember the message of Jesus, receive it by faith, and relate it with boldness to others.
Amen.
You know, just as God gave Mary Magdalene, Johanna, and Mary, the mother of James, words about Jesus' resurrection from the dead that amazed the world, he has given you a message of hope to share with those around you. So let Jesus amaze you with his ability to calm the storms of life and speak peace to your troubled heart. You can stand on the promises in God's word for your whole household to be saved. You can rebuke the enemy from blinding their eyes to the truth so that the glorious light of the gospel can shine in their hearts. It's time to go beyond the natural, ordinary ways of doing things and obediently move with him in the supernatural and the extraordinary.
God. I love
so, Chrissy,
so
we've got
much.
One more verse I think you have there.
Oh, yes, it's beautiful. It's 2 Chronicles 16, verse 9. It says, "For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his." And you know, Pastor Kathy, as I read that, I just get so filled up with the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I feel so emotional right now knowing that when you give your heart to God, when you fully hand it over and surrender to him, mm-hmm, then you can expect great, marvelous, beautiful, supernatural things to happen. When you link up with women or men of like precious faith and you begin to speak the word together, your faith will go from ordinary to amazing in a matter of a moment. It's so true.
It's so true. And you know, we can't isolate ourselves.
Mm-mm.
It's important that you connect with others of like precious faith, like Chrissy was just saying. And you know, find a good church that preaches the word of God. Get good, develop those relationships, serve the Lord, and watch what God will do through your life. He's looking for men and women that understand that faith is never ordinary. It's always amazing.
And this study was amazing.
Amen.
I really enjoyed it. It really just puts everything into perspective, knowing that no matter what the world looks like, our world, we create it, we walk in it, and it's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And no matter what was happening, whatever circumstances of life, there's healing power in the name of Jesus. There's restoration power in the name of Jesus. When you just speak his name,
mm-hmm,
things start to change.
Yeah, you move out of the ordinary life and you move into that amazing life. What is the amazing life? It's a life that's filled with words, faith-filled words, using your faith voice to change what you don't want into what you do want.
Amen.
What the promises of God says.
Because
you know, we're not limited by our past. We are, but God has a great future for each one of us that will just dare to believe it.
Amen.
You know, Mary could have given up. She could have said, "Oh no, I'm not going to do that."
Mm-hmm.
But God saw something in her.
That's right.
And God saw something in you. It's why you're watching this program today. He sees the potential in your life.
Amen.
And I believe that the words that we've said today with the scriptures we've read, the things that God has led us to say, has sparked something in your
Amen.
Heart to let you realize that God has a great plan for your life. So never give up on the dream and the vision that God has given you. Remember that he could do infinitely above what
Amen.
You could ever ask or even think or dream about.
Yep, right.
So go ahead and dream big, sister.
Yeah.
Get ready to receive too what God has, the promises that God has placed on your heart. There's so many in the scriptures, in the word, about healing, about health, salvation for your family, deliverance, prosperity. I mean, there's no limit.
Yes.
God still wants you to be blessed.
Amen.
He wants you to bless everything that you set your hand to
Amen.
Do. He's looking for you. Has he found you?
Ooh, that's good.
I believe that he's found you today. I believe you're finding him, finding the truth that will unlock your future destiny.
Oh, this is so good. I love it so much. And if that's you, if you feel touched by the Holy Spirit even now, write in our comment section. Leave a comment so we can rejoice with you. If you have a prayer request, maybe you need somebody to link up with, like Pastor Pastor Kathy said, and maybe maybe there's no believers in your family or your friend group, and you just became a believer yourself, and you need that strong foundation, that firm agreement with a believer, comment below. We have a team of people ready to pray with you. We have a prayer line. We have an email that you can email partnercare@jdm.org so that you can get that reinforcement, some scriptures, and just we have a path that we can put you on that you can just realize that you're meant for glorious living through Jesus. That's the key. It only gets through Jesus to
That's
have
right.
that glorious life.
That's so true. And all the different resources that are available, you see that as well on our app and the website.
Very
so we want you to be blessed. We want you to be strong. And because God has a plan for your life.
Amen.
This has been good, Chrissy.
It's been amazing.
Amen.
I love it. I love it, Pastor Kathy. It's been great.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for joining me today at Glorious Living here in Studio C. I always love it when you join me. I hope to see you next week right here for another great time around the Word of God. God bless you.
Celebrating 50 years of vision.
Motivation and momentum is what moves a vision to completion. What you start, you finish.
It's Jesse Duplantis' 2026 Visionary Conference, July 9th and 10th at JDM International Headquarters in Destrehan, Louisiana.
The world right now is now set to be touched by the power of God.
Go to JDM.org for more information.